It's Helping Hand, HPR One station statewide each Friday afternoon and in our growing online archive at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. We try to put the spotlight on an organization or event in the community that offers assistance to the disabled and to other folks in need. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence. This week we're learning about Honolulu Habitat for Humanity. Our guest is the executive director, Jim Murphy. Thank you so much for coming down to HPR.
It's great to be here.
There's a few ways that you guys can help out.
Primarily, we're known for our programs where we work with partner families to build them a home. Families of low income who are in need of a new home come to us, go through a qualifying process, and also a financial literacy program that allows a family to understand what a mortgage is and how it impacts their current financial situation. Through that process, if they qualify, then they work side by side with us and our volunteers and our volunteer labor to build themselves a home. We are building a home with a family. So they are invested both financially, but then they're also invested in their time. The sweat equity is they're out there with us building the home, but we're actually teaching them
skills,
and we're teaching them to maintain their home.
Building the house, it's a new skill or trade that they have.
Yeah, and it's not just at the build sites, too. We also ask families who want to provide sweat equity to come and volunteer some time in our office, volunteer some time in our restore. What we're trying to do is get people to volunteer their time, not just on the building of their home, but also the community as a whole.
Who would we think of as ideal candidates?
Primarily low-income families who are in need of a home, who either have a home of their own that they need to replace or need to refurbish, because we also do have a program that works with just the renovation of an existing home, or who through Department of Hawaiian Homelands have qualified for land through them. They ultimately end up with a mortgage that is paid to Honolulu Habitat. Now, the interesting thing about the mortgage is it's a zero interest mortgage.
And before we get into the fantastic apparatus that is the restore, the refurbishment of homes, talk about what can be done.
So the program that we have, it's called A Brush with Kindness. It is a program for people who own their home, who have a home that needs some repair.
And that's a program where modifications for folks who are disabled that come into that.
As families are growing and as people are needing renovations done to their house for ADA compliance and things like that, this is a way to make those adjustments in their house so that families can stay in their homes.
The restore, however, is a whole different way that a lot of people can plug into.
It's actually a really fun resale store that we have in Kalihi. We take in donations of furniture, building supplies, appliances, things that are gently used. They're getting a new refrigerator and they want to donate their old refrigerator. We'll pick them up from somebody's house and then we sell them through our restore. And the funds from the restore actually go to fund the couple of the programs that we just mentioned. So it's a great place for people to volunteer. It's a great place for people to shop. We get return customers that just come in once a week and just sort of nose around. It's kind of a treasure trove of building supplies and things you may want.
I understand that the prices are also really competitive.
Oh, yeah. It's priced to move. The items are donated to us.
What could we do to help the restore in addition to volunteering at it and buying from it in terms of stocking it? Are there things you're looking for?
Sure. We're looking for furniture that's in good condition. We're looking for appliances that are in good condition. Any kind of building supplies, whether it's flooring, whether it's drywall, plumbing, sinks, toilets, paint, and we are more than happy to pick those items up. We're trying to do a couple of fun things in the restore as well. We're having an artist corner where we are inviting some local artists to come in, take supplies in the restore, and create a piece of art and sell for them, but also just sort of market the restore as a place for artists to go and put things together. And then we're also starting some classes on reupholstery. We live off of volunteer labor. Not only work with our build sites, but also work in the restore, also provide whatever time they've got. Donations for the restore are a huge, huge thing for us. And then we're also looking for corporate sponsors to work with us on our events, to work with us to be a sponsor a day for some of our builds.
Events, we have one coming up soon, December 13th?
Yes. We do a lot of events throughout the year. We do a women's build in May, and we do volunteer appreciation in April, and then we have a build-a-thon in August. But we actually realized that we didn't do a lot of events for children. So we're calling it the Kids Build Gingerbread Home. So we're actually going to have kids come in and build gingerbread houses. December 13th in Kaka'ako. Prizes and songs and maybe a visit from Santa Claus. It's at a new place called Proto Hub on Kiawe Street. All of that will be listed on our website, of course.
HonoluluHabitat.org. 808-538-7070. info@HonoluluHabitat.org. I've got all of this contact information at HawaiiPublicRadio.org, as well as all the other Helping Hand segments all waiting for you on demand. Honolulu Habitat for Humanity Executive Director Jim Murphy, thanks for doing what you're doing, man.
All right. Thank you.